And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, March 11th, 2021. Today in the news, well, the gold price is done falling, according to Bond King Double Line CEO Jeffrey Gundlach. He says, long-term gold is pretty interesting. Our model shows that gold is at a fair value at $1,761 an ounce. We don't think the decline in gold is likely to continue. Gundlach says that the headline inflation will breach 3% this summer and remain above that level for the next few months. There's even a chance inflation could rise to 4% in the next 4 months, which would really spook the bond market. Who needs a digital dollar? The idea of a digital dollar has been in the air for some time now, reports Project Syndicate. Janet Yellen flagged the idea as, quote, absolutely worth looking at. Jerome Powell called the digital dollar, quote, a high priority project for us. Some see it as another front in the technological Cold War between the U.S. and China. But a Fed-run network of retail payments would be a rich target for hackers and digital terrorists. Security and financial stability are of the essence, and it is not obvious that they would be guaranteed. While the case for a digital dollar may be worthy of examination, it's hardly a slam dunk. Our subject today is the wackiness, weirdness, and wild-eyed wonders of a late-stage bubble epoch, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. A 0.04% drop in the 10-year Treasury triggered a 3% rise in the NASDAQ. That's nutty enough, he says. As silly as it is, the silly season is probably going to get sillier and sillier as the feds add another $1.9 trillion to last year's $3 trillion stimulus, to be followed by another $1 trillion infrastructure boondoggle and perhaps another few trillion on the Green New Deal. And all of this silliness must be financed by the Fed's printing of its own tokens of equally mysterious worth, and then some joker strikes a match and it all goes up in smoke. Well, Democrats on Wednesday passed their $1.9 trillion spending and welfare bill that would have been unimaginable even in the Obama years. And the big news is how easily they did it, reports the editors of Wall Street Journal. They say that the party is united behind the most left-wing agenda in decades, while Republicans are divided and in intellectual disarray. But this is only the beginning of a progressive steamroller. The party's base has moved so sharply left that even swing state members are more liberal than many liberals in the Clinton years. The country is facing the most confident left-wing majority since 1965. This isn't what Joe Biden promised, but it is what we're getting. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. It's a good day to do it today.